Well, we're talking about an organization that helps veterans, and what is better than that? I don't know what. This is Keith Maddox and Sheila Tomac on Your Bridge FM, and joining the studio by Susan Klinker. Good morning, Susan. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. It's so good to be here.
It's so good to have you.
Well, we are so happy to have you. Susan lives in Columbus and is a listener of Bridge FM, and Susan works with the Mary T. Klinker Restoring Hope. And so, first of all, Susan, tell us a little bit about Restoring Hope.
Our tagline is Leave no veteran behind. And so we want to make sure that people who are struggling, they're in crisis of some sort, that they're able to get some case management, get what they need to try to help get them back to where they are stable.
That sounds so fantastic. Tell us how you got involved in this.
So Mary T. Klinker was my aunt, and she was killed at the end of the Vietnam War. She was an Air Force nurse, and she was had volunteered to be on a mission called Operation Baby Lift, in which she was helping airlift orphans from Vietnam to the United States. And so the center was named after her because it's in Lafayette, or it's now in Boswell, Indiana, but my family is from Lafayette, and so it's kind of that area. And so when my dad passed away a couple years ago, we were thinking about ways that we could honor his legacy and involve her legacy. And this is how I got involved.
You have a lot of funds to raise here. Tell us about the project that you're working on right now.
Well, it's really just an amazing project. We were able to raise $250,000 in a year last year to purchase the National Guard Armory in Boswell, Indiana. And so now we are working on raising the funds to renovate the facility so that we can have some temporary housing, some programming space, some just places where we can help veterans connect to services. And so it's a huge project.
So what are some ways that you help veterans now, and what ways will you be able to help veterans after this project is done?
So right now we are able to give them some limited financial assistance in order to help them secure stable housing. We provide case management for mental health referrals or housing plans. We help to get them connected to employment or resources that will help them get employment. We provide peer-to-peer support through other veterans, and definitely we do that through the lens of trauma-informed care. We also like to be really connected to the community. Like, for example, in Boswell, Indiana, it's in Benton County. So recently, I was part of the Otterburn Street Fair, had a booth, talked to people.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun, and it was a beautiful day. And so just trying to be part of the community to let people know that we are there for them.
So what is the next step in this project?
So the next step, we have to raise $250,000 to remediate asbestos in the building, new windows, mm-hmm. new HVAC, just the things to make it so that it's
livable.
It's livable, right.
And usable,
exactly. So that's the first step of our fundraising for the overall renovation.
If someone is interested in investing in this, because it is such a positive thing to invest in, how would they get a hold of you?
So they can go to our website. It's mtkvets.org. And there's a place where they can donate. They can sponsor events, that kind of thing. And or they can also volunteer their time or share our information off of social media to make it so that people are aware of what we're doing.
Sounds great. Anything else that we missed talking about that you want to make sure you highlight?
I just want to highlight that my family values my aunt's legacy, and that we really want to raise that awareness of just being compassionate for the people around you, and not only veterans, but everyone.
For sure. Susan Klinker has been with us this morning with the Mary T. Klinker Restoring Hope. And thank you so much for explaining that. And we'll have some information on our website as well. So if you go to thebridgefm.org, look under Heard on Air, you'll find it there. But Susan, thank you very much for dropping by Bridge FM today.
Thank you. It's been great.